Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Yud Aleph. Today I want to dedicate today's daf Yom Yishir in honor of the chasana of Ariel and Eliana Abitan. And that is why this shir is coming to you from a hotel in Tunica, Mississippi. We left off in daf Yud Amud Beis. We're at the two dots in daf Yud Amud Beis, about 5-6 lines before the end of the page. Bameh Omru Taya Shaita. So this is referring back to the Mishnah on daf Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah had said that when do we say Taya Shaita? By some of the previous cases where we said Taya Shaita, that's only with the first Re'iyah, but by the second Re'iyah already, then we're going to be Matami Me'is La'is. However, if by the first Re'iyah was Me'ones, then even the second Re'iyah would still be Dayashaita. So says the Gemara, which halacha, which case is this going back on in the Mishnah? Which case of Dayashaita that we had mentioned in the Mishnah? So Rav Akulu, Rav says going on all the cases of Dayashaita. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, not all of them. Lo shanu ela besulu zakena. This is only true that the first Riyah is Dayashaita, and then after that it's going to be Me'is La'is by a besulu and by a zakena. Aval mu'uberes u'minika, dayan kol yimei iburan, dayan kol yimei minikusan, but by a mu'uberes u'minika, her body is going through such changes that we assume that throughout the duration of the pregnancy or throughout the duration of the nursing, whether that's defined as 24 months or defined as the time she's actually nursing, throughout the duration of these times, it's still going to be Dayashaita. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish also says, like Rav, that it's going Akulu, that it's going on all the cases. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanuel Besula Zakenav, Mubaris Minika, Dayin Kol Yimei Burin, Dayin Kol Yimei Minikusan. But Rabbi Yochanan says, like Shmuel, that it's going on only the case of Besula and Zakena, but a case, meaning a Besula again being a girl who's never seen Dam before, and a Zakena being a postmenopausal woman, or a woman of menopausal age, but if we're talking about someone who's pregnant, or someone who's nursing, then they're going to be Dayashaita throughout the duration of the pregnancy, or throughout the duration of the period that they are nursing. So says the Gemara Kitanai, in fact, this is not only a machlokas between the various sets of Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, rather this is even goes back to a machlokas, Tanoim, Muberes, Minika, Shayu, Shofos, Dam, Ubaos, Dayim Kolime Iburan, Dayim Kolime Minikusan Divre Meir. Meir and Meir holds that both by a Muberes and a Menekes, both by a woman who's nursing and by a woman who is pregnant, throughout the duration of the pregnancy and throughout the duration of the nursing, it's going to remain Daya Shaita. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Lo Amru Dayin Shaita, Nelebriya Rishona, Av Bashinia, Matam Be'isleis, Mufkida, Lufkida. That no, even by the Menekes, Amu Beres, she's only going to be Dayin Shaita the first time she sees, but any time she sees thereafter, it's going to be Matam Be'ilmafreya, whether it be Me'isleis, or whether it be Mufkida, Lufkida, whichever happened more recently. So that is, in fact, Machlokas Tanoim. Why do the Amoroim argue about what is already Machlokas Tanoim? I guess you have to say that they were unfamiliar with this brisa that this was already argued about in the brisa. Maybe they're arguing how to pass it. Not sure. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now. The Imra, so Rishona, so the Mishnah brought up the possibility, what if the first Re'iyah was a Re'iyah Machmas Ones? It wasn't just Stam that she bled out of nowhere. Something unusual happened, and because of that unusual occurrence, that's what caused her to be Ro'adam. That's what made her be Ro'adam. So she was. So if that's what happened, then even on the second Re'iyah, she's still going to be Dayashaita. So says the Gemara, Vimra, so Rishona, Amra, Huna, Kafts of Rasa, Kafts of Rasa, Kafts of Rasa, couple of Esses. If she jumps three times, and each time that she jumps today, and then she jumps in 3 weeks from now, and then again in 3 weeks from now, and each time she jumps, she gets her period, she becomes a Nida. So we assume that she has been Koveya of Vesses of some sort. The Gemara will describe in just a moment what kind of Vesses this is, but it seems at least that the jumping that causes her period to come on. The Rambam, rather, in the Pirush HaMishnayos over here writes, Va'amar ro'a samei ones, im techrad o tefached o tikpots mi makom gavoa. The Rambam is such a lashon that it's not just that she jumps, it's tikpots mi makom gavoa. She jumps from a high place. Sounds like it's dafka from a high place. It could be that the Rambam means that kfitza causes that she'll see dam because of a pachad that's involved, because she's very fearful. That's what the Rambam writes. Rasa me onas o techrad o tefached. And that's why it's dafka makom gavoa, where there's a pachad associated with it. However, Tosfos and Daf Samach Gimel Mnebeis later on, Dibur Maskul Achla, writes that by kfitza, Ri'yas Adam comes al yedei toreach. It's just the stress on the body. It's not the pachar. It's not the fear of the leap. It's just the stress on the body that's caused by the leap. The Rishonim have a machlokas. What about something that's not a kfitza? What if you eat very spicy food? Would that have the same din as a kfitza? Do we assume that that too can bring on a period? So in the end of Shara Vestos, the Ravid writes, and the Rashba also writes, in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and in the Torah Sabayis, and Bayis Zayin, Shar Gimel, the Rashba also writes, and the Miri also writes over here, that eating garlic and other Dvarim Harifim is like kfitza. You're not Kovea Vestos with that alone, as we'll soon see in the Gemara. However, the Balmar holds that eating garlic and something like that is not called ones at all. That is, that's not defined as a vesus that happens machmas ones. So let's see, what's the halacha of this woman who jumped three times and saw dam each time? So we had said Rav Huna had stated that she's koveya vesas, but we are holding seven lines in now in the Dafir Alf Amr Alf. So Lamai, what kind of vesas? If it's a vesas for every given number of days, hakol yom adolo kafitz lo chazai. But anytime she didn't jump, she didn't see dam. So ella lekfitzos. It must be that this is a vesas lekfitzos, that every time she jumps, she sees dam. Vatanya kol shetikveena machmas ones afilu kam. But we thought that anytime you're kaveh veses as a result of ones, even if it happens many, many times, it's still not going to be called a kvias veses. My love, lo kaveh veses klal, doesn't that mean that it's not called a kvias veses at all? It simply is not a veses. So lo, says Umar, no, it's not what it means, it's not a veses at all. It means lo kaveh veses li yamim luchudaihu u lekfitzos luchudaihu, that this is not considered a kvias veses for days alone or for jumpings alone. Aval kaveh Veses liyamim ulekfitzos, but it is considered a veses for the combination of days and kfitzos. Meaning, if every third Sunday she jumps and sees dam, so then when on a third Sunday she jumps, she has to assume that she has a veses to see dam that day. But certainly, it's not a kvias veses for days alone. Nor is it a kvias veses for kfitzos alone. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says the reason the Gemara says a lashon of zachar when it says hakol yoma de lo kafitz lo chazai, it should be lo kafitza. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says because that's a masculine thing to do, to be jumping around. He thinks, he considers that not a feminine activity. So since men, I guess certainly in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's day were more athletically inclined, and today also a little less so today, but. Today also more athletically inclined and more prone to jumping around. It's a maisa gever, so that's why I use the lashon zachar, even though it's describing a female. It's obviously describing a woman. Okay, so this is the din of veses lekfitzos. So says the Gemara liyam lechudayu pshita. Now, obviously, you're not koveya veses for days alone, only for yamim. That's clear because it's not what's happening. It's only when she jumps that she sees dam. So Ravashi kigon de kafetz bechad b'shabbes v'chazai, bekafetz bechad b'shabbes v'chazai, ubishabbes kafetz v'lo chazai, ulchad b'shabbes chazai b'lo kfitza. Now here's what happened: she jumps on a Sunday and she sees dam. She jumps on another Sunday, she sees dam. Then she jumps on a Shabbos, nothing happens that day, and she sees dam on a Sunday. So ma'udatei meglay milsam. I might think, oh, so you see, it has nothing to do with the kvitzos. It must have everything to do with the yamim, with the fact that it's Sunday. Because if it had to do with the kvitzos, why didn't she see dam on Shabbos on the third time? Why does it take till Sunday to see the dam? Also, kamash melon de kvitza nami de etmol garma v'hadlo chazoy mishum dekati lo matos man kvitza. So the kamash melon is that really it is because of the kvitzos, and it was the kvitza that she did on Shabbos that caused her to see the dam on Sunday. And the reason she didn't see the dam on Shabbos was because it's a combination of the kfitza and the zman, of the jumping and the zman, that causes her to see the dam. Now, so this din of vesos lekfitzos. So if you hold vesos or daraisa, there's what to be done on whether this is a din daraisa or a din drabban, whether vesos lekfitzos is a din daraisa or a din drabban. In Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner in Siman Kuf Pei Tes and Shuri Shevet Alevi says that you have to say vesos lekfitzos is only drabban. Rabbanon the kulei alma, that even if you hold vessels typically are daraisa, you have to say vessel kvitz only drabbanon, because it's not shchiach to see dam machmas kvitzos. So he says you have to say that it's vessels midrabbanon. Now, because there is a major discussion in the Rishonim. What if a woman sees dam every time she's kofetz, and it's not on a consistent day of the week? It doesn't happen every third Sunday or every fourth Sunday. It happens at random intervals. But every time she jumps, she sees dam. Is that considered a kvias veses? Can you have a kvias veses for kvitzos alone? So the tur paskins in Yoredeya, in Simon Kuf Pei Tes, which is one of the two simanim that we have about Vestos, the Torah paskins like the Shita of the Bala Ma'or, that she can be Koveya Veses for Kfitzos alone. However, the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Pei Tes, Si'if Chaf Aleph, paskins like the Rov Rishonim, that a woman is not Koveya Veses for Kfitzos alone, it's only with the Tziruf together with Yamin, but not with Kfitzos alone. Now, why shouldn't there be a Kvias Veses for Kfitzos alone? Why should it have to be Dafka in conjunction with, in combination with, a Veses liyamim? So says the Ritva and the Ran, because an Ones is never Koveya Veses, and Kfitzos alone is pure Ones. Levush explains, it means that the Torah says, V'chi yizov zov dama, sounds like Ziva me'eleha v'la machmas Ones, that the flow happens by itself, and it doesn't happen as a result of any sort of Ones, that it's just the flow happening by itself. So if it happens as a result of something you did to bring it on, so then it's not, it doesn't fit into the pasuk. So that's why, that's the explanation of the Shita, that Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like, that there's not going to be such a thing as a Veses for just Kfitzos. Okay, says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, back in the Gemara about 7 lines before the Mishnah, Lishna Achrina, Amar of Huna, Kavtzav Rasa, Kavtzav Rasa, Kavtzav Rasa, Kavala Veses Liyamim Velo Lekvitzos. If she jumps and sees 3 times, she's Kaveh Veses for Yamim, but not for Kvitzos. Echidami, Amar of Ashi, the Kavtzav Now let's leave out the parentheses for now. Ulechad b'Shabbes chazay below kvitza. So the first 2 Sundays she's kofetz and sees. 3rd Sunday there was no kvitza, not on Shabbos, not on Sunday. There was no kvitza, but she stam sees dam. So the hasam glay milsa diyomuhu de kagarim. So then it's megala milsa. Obviously, it becomes evident that the reason she saw dam had nothing to do with the kvitzos. It was because of Sundays. And the raya is that on this 3rd Sunday she didn't even do a kvitza, and yet she saw dam. So that's the that's how we know that the vesas has nothing to do with kvitzos in that case. Now in the girsa of this Gemara, we see already, you can see just by the way it's presented in our page of the Gemara, that there's machlokas rishonim what the girsa of the Gemara is. The Rambam Shita in Isuri Bia Perches Halacha Hey, the way the Marshal understands it and the Sidrei Taron Kuf Peites understands the Rambam, is that the Lishna Basra is cholek on the Lishna Kama. And Lishna Basra holds that even if she jumps on that 3rd Shabbos and then sees dam on Sunday, it's still going to be a kvias vesas liyamim below kvitzos. It's the kvitzos we assume has nothing to do with that 3rd Re'iyas Dam. So the Rambam's gears in the Gemara must be that on that 3rd time, she again jumps b'Shabbos without seeing dam, and it's only on Sunday when she finally sees the dam. However, the Ramban and the Rashba are not gores, the parentheses in our Gemara, they're not gores who b'Shabbos kavtza v'lo chazai. They hold that Lishna Basra is not in disagreement at all with the Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama held that if she jumps 2 Sundays and she sees, and then on the 3rd Shabbat she jumps and she sees on Sunday, that that's a Veses Likvitzos, because the reason she sees on the 3rd Sunday was due to the jumping she did on Shabbos. But the Lishna Basra agrees with that. The Lishna Basra says the only time it's not a Veses Likvitzos is if she didn't jump at all the 3rd time, not on Shabbos, not on Sunday. They have our Girsa. Now in the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rambam, that you Kaveh Veses for days alone, even without any sort of kvitza. The Shach, however, points out, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote the Rashba that you're koveh vesos liyamim ula kvitzos? Okay, so there's a major discussion exactly how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch, but let's go weiter now. We are holding at the Mishnah on Yer Alpha and Alpha, last skinny line. Aval pisham rudaya shaita tzricha lios bodekas. Even though we said a woman might be daya shaita, she still needs to do bedikos twice a day to make sure that any of the taros that she has been dealing with, anything she's been touching, has not become tameh. Chutz min anida, except for anida vayosheves aldam tohar. And yosheves aldam tohar. Why would someone who's anida do bedika? I can tell you right now, she's tameh. She's anida, so there's no sense in doing a bedika. She's for 7 days. She's going to be tameh. Similarly, yosheves aldam tohar. What's the point of her doing a bedika? I can tell you right now, she's tohar. She could do a bedika. It will turn out bright red blood all over the place. Doesn't matter. She's still tohar. Dam tohar is the din Raisa, that Isha Kisa Zriya, a woman gives birth to a baby boy, the first 7 days she's Tameh, but then the next 33 days she is Tahara no matter what, no matter what comes out of her body. A baby girl, 14 days of Tumah, 66 days she is Tahara no matter what comes out of her body. So Yeshev Zadam Tahara, it's senseless to do Bedika. When having Tashmish Shamita, she should do Bedikos before and after, except for a woman who is Yosheves al Dam Tohar. Again, there's no sense in doing Bedikos for a woman who, even if she does bleed, it's going to be totally fine. Ubesula Shedamei Torim. Also, if you're dealing with a Besula, who any Dam that she sees is going to be Dam Besulim, it's not going to be Dam Nida anyway. So for such a girl, there's no sense in doing bedika around the time of the tashmish, because anyway, it's going to be fine. There is a machlokas rishonim, which woman the Mishnah is speaking about when it says, even though we say daya shaita, she needs to be bodekas. Rashi says this is talking about a woman who has a veses. A woman who has a veses is daya shaita. So the Mishnah says, yes, still she needs to be bodekas. But Tosos, the Ritva, and the Rush all say that we're talking about whether it's a woman who has a veses or any of the Dalid Nashim that we mentioned in the Mishnah and Dav Zayin, the Mu'baris, the Menekas, the Zakenu, the Basil, any of the Dalid Nashim. So Rabbi Kivega writes that Rashi is cholik on Tosos Pshat, and he holds that the Dalim Nashim that are mentioned in the Mishnah do not require a Bedika, that they are not only Dayashaita, they would not require a Bedika. However, the Sidrei Tara and the Rashash are of the opinion that Rashi would be Mode Min Hadin to Tosos, he'd be Mode Nahalacha to Tosos. He only argues about what the Mishnah means to reference over here, and the reason that the Rashi Dafka limits it to a case of an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses, even though the halacha would be the same, says the Sidrei Tara in Chidud Halachos, and the halacha would be the same when it comes to the Dalim Nashim. But still, the reason it limits it, Rashi tries to limit it, the Perush of our Mishnah, to a woman who's Yesh Lo Veses, because the Lashon is Daya Shaita. Lashon Yachid, not a Lashon Rabbim. We saw in yesterday's daf that we're sensitive to that. That we're sensitive to the idea of using Daya Shaita when the plural would be Dayon Sha'aton. So that's why Rashi gives that pshat, even though maybe he actually agrees in the din to what Tosos says. Okay, says the Mishnah of Vayter now, third wide line. Upamayim tzricha lios bedeka shachris ben hashmashu. She needs to bedikas twice a day, shachris and ben hashmashu. So ubishah she overs l'shamish hespesa, and whenever she goes to have tashmish, yiseros alehin kohanos bishah she nochlos b'truma. Kohanos have to do an additional bedika when they're going to be osik in truma, when they're going to eat truma, they're going to be dealing with truma. Rav Yehuda amar af bishas avarta milechel b'truma. Rav Yehuda says even when they finish eating truma, they need to do another bedika. Okay, so Rashi points out over here, Shachris Ubein Hashmashos, says Rashi, why does she have to do two bedikas a day? Shachris Lahachshir Tarus Shalayla, Arvis Lahachshir Tarus Shalyom, Ketamrin in time of Breish Pirkin. That the purpose of the two bedikas is for Taharos purposes, not Labaila. The halacha is for Baila, she doesn't need to do two bedikos. Only for Taharos, it seems, is there a requirement to do two bedikos. The large majority of Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes hold that when a woman is counting Shiva Nikiyim and she is doing her bedikos, the large majority of Rishonim hold she only needs to do one bedika a day. However, the Beis Yosef quotes other Rishonim, many Gaonim, who are of the opinion that even Labaila, when counting Shiva Nikiyim, a woman should do two bedikos a day. This is where Rabbi Willig famously, at least in the YU world, it's a famous psak of Rabbi Willig, that l'chachili you do one bedika a day. Because he's not in the practice, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you should do two a day. So Rabbi Willig generally is not in the practice of arguing against the Shulchan Aruch, and he's certainly not arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. What he's suggesting is that you do one a day because, first of all, the Rov Rishonim hold that you do one a day anyway when you're dealing about Labailin, you're not dealing with Litaros. But even on top of that, it's more of an experience issue. He said that what happens is a lot of times on the second Bedika, especially during the winter time when Shkia is very early, women are rushed and they don't have the time and the patience to do a bedika in a calm fashion. As a result of that, they very often cause themselves problems. They'll scratch themselves, they'll cause themselves to bleed, and that's an unnecessary headache if you can get away with one bedika a day. But again, in Shulchan Aruch it says l'chachila to do two bedikas a day, even le'baila. So says the Gemara, chutz min anida debetochi min anida solo by bedika. Nida during her days of nidus does not require a bedika, so why not? So hanichal Rabbi Shimon Lakish Damar Isha Kavasal Veses Betochi Yimezi Vasaven Isha Kavasal Ves Betochi Menidas Hashapir. So it works out really well if you hold like Rabbi Shimon Lakish that a woman can never be Kovea Veses during her Yimei Nida. Meaning, if let's say her Yimei Nida started on the 5th day of the month and she bleeds for 5 days, so on the 8th day of the month she was still bleeding. And then the 8th day of the next month she bleeds, and the 8th day of the following month she bleeds. Does she have a Veses Kavua? Can she be Kovea Veses during her Yemei Nida? So if Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds, no, she cannot be Kovea Veses during Yemei Nida. So what's the sense in her doing a Bedika right now? This Bedika can't mean anything. It can't yield any valuable information. Because if she sees Dam, Shkayach, she's Tamei anyway. You'll tell me, no, we need to know this so that we can work on the future Vestas during Yemei Nida. She cannot establish a Vestas anyhow. Ela, meaning that whatever she sees during Yemei Nida is not going to establish a Vestas. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, but if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Damrisha Kovasa Vestas Betoch Yemei Nidasa, that a woman could even be Kovea Vestas during the Yemei Nidus, Tivdok Tilma Kavala Vestas, shouldn't we require that she do Bedika lest she has established a Veses, meaning or she's establishing a Veses. So Melech Rabbi Yochanan responds, no. Ki amina ano, hecha de chazise mi mayan sasum, av chazise mi mayan pasuach lo amri. He says, even when I say that you can be kovea Veses during Yemei Nidus, that's only when you see mi mayan sasum. But when you see mi mayan pasuach, then you cannot be kovea Veses during Yemei Nidus. What in the world does that mean? Zakt Rashi, two different pshatim. First, Rashi writes on the sixth wide line, "Mi mayan sasum kede mefarish alibed Rabbi Yochum shili perak benos kutim kigon dechazai reish yarcha ve'esrim lechamisha ve'reish yarcha." What happens? She sees Dam on the 25th day of Nisan, 25th day of Iyar, 25th day of Sivan, and then on the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz again she sees Dam. Davi Riya Basraisa Bimei Nidosa, the last Ri'iya is during her days of Nida. Tafilu Hachi Avakavia, I'm sorry, I said 25th day. She sees on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 25th day of Iyar, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So now, does that count as a Veses of seeing, a Veses Kavua, of seeing every Rosh Chodesh? She did see on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but it was in middle of her Yemei Nida from a period that she got 5 days earlier. So that is called the Kviyas Veses for Rosh Chodesh, Kinefarish Hasam Damar, Vesta Bereish Yarcha Kava, Vahada Akhtim V'chazai, Dami Miseri Mitosuba. We consider that to be a real legitimate Kviyas Veses for Rosh Chodesh. She saw Dam 5 days earlier. That's just some extra blood. The Havadai Kava Mishum Detchilas HaVeses Huchsak Mimayin Sosum, V'gamri I Achrona Chashvim L'Kimayin Sosum. So that's a Kviyas Veses because it comes from a Mayan Sasum. When she started being Kovea the Veses the first few times, it came from when she was not yet bleeding. But when the Veses is being established from an open flow, kigon shari'ios harishonos shel Veses yahayu betochi meinida, the first few ri'ios in this Veses were in the middle of the days of Nida, then even Rabbi Yochanan would be moda that those ri'ios do not count toward a Veses. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, yes, Stam, a woman is in Nida and she's not in the middle of establishing any sort of Veses Kavua, there's no sense in having her check during the Yemei Nida. That is Pshat number one in Rashi. Pshat number two in Rashi, Lishna Achrina, Mimayan Sasum Sharasa Hayom Upaska, V'chazra V'rasa B'Revi O B'chamisha L'Nidasa. Avon Mimayan Pasuach, Kon Shalom Paska V'rasa Alfez Gimel Dal B'Chodesh, V'rasa Pam Shinia B'Dal B'Chodesh V'chein Shlishis, Lo Mahanya Re'iya D'Revi B'Chodesh D'Nidas Kama L'Mikva U'masnisin B'Mayan Pasuach V'rishon Yashab E'inai. So Rashi says, what's the second Pshat? That Mayan Sasum means she sees Dam during Yemei Nida, but it wasn't consistent. She saw Dam on day one, good, so she's going to be Tamei automatically for the next 7 days. But she doesn't see on day two, three, or four. Then all of a sudden, day five, she sees some more Dam. So that Re'iyah on day five can count toward a Kviyas Veses. But if a woman just stam bleeds for 5 days, so the re'iyah on day 5 is not going to count toward a kvias vesis. That's considered a continuation of the first re'iyah. So that's the difference between mayim pasuach and mayim sasim, according to the lishna basra of Rashi, the lishna achrina of Rashi. However, Rashi says rishon yashar be'enai, that he much prefers the first pshat over the second pshat. So that's the difference between mayon sasum and mayon pasuach. So just a couple of things over here. If let's say the Ravid shita is, if a woman, her zman re'iyah goes for many days, so it's all considered one re'iyah, and she has to be choshish and be porish mibayla all of those days of the vesis. However, the Rush writes, no. What counts toward the onas havest is only the first day, meaning if she saw dam on day one last month, so day one this month, she's gonna be parish, not continually for as long as the dam lasted. And his ray is from our sugya, because if you don't say that, it would be kashi even on Reish Lakish, that she still needs to be bodek in order to know how long she's going to need to be parish from her husband the next month. So that's the ultimate raya against the Ravid. We see that clearly from our sugya, she only has to be parish from the first day of her re'iyah, and that's in fact what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yardeis and Kuf Pei Dalid Si'if Vav exactly that way. It turns out in our Gemara, if you find blood on an eid, on a bedika cloth, that's gorim kvius veses on that day. Meaning, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says that you do bedika, why? Meaning, why does it not make sense to do bedika during your main nidus? Don't you need it for kvius veses? So the Gemara just deals with whether it's possible to be kvius veses during your main nidus. But what seems clear in the Gemara is that blood found on a bedika cloth counts toward kvias vesas. Meaning, a woman gets a kesem, finds a stain on her underwear, on her sheets, or something like that. That doesn't count toward being kvias vesas. That doesn't count as a re'iyah. A woman gets her period. That certainly counts as a re'iyah. A woman finds a little blood on a bedikah cloth. One might have thought that it's somewhat debatable, but it seems clear from our Gemara that does count as kvias vesas, toward kvias vesas, and in fact that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yordes and Kuf Tzadi Si'if Nun Dalid. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now at the two dots about 4 lines before the end of the page. Vayosheves al dam tohar. The other woman who doesn't pay to do any bedikos is a woman who's a yosheves al dam tohar. That anyway, whatever blood she sees is tohar. So kasal kadai to gemara vakeshes leishev al dam tohar. The assumption is at first that we're talking about not a woman who's already yosheves al dam tohar, but a woman who's about to be yosheves al dam tohar. Meaning she's during that first week of Tumah, or the first 2 weeks of Tumah if it was a baby girl, and she's ready to start the Dam Tohar, the Yoshev Zal Dam Tohar. So says Gemara, so she doesn't need to do Bedikah. So Hanich L'Rav Damer Mayin Echad Hu Hator T'masav Hator T'yato Shapir. How does Dam Tohar work? There's a Machlokas Amoraim over here. Rav and Levi. Is it that we assume it's the same blood? Nothing physically is different. Nothing physically is different between the blood that comes out for the first 7 days after giving birth to a baby boy and the next 33 days. It's just that the halacha declares that after those 7 days are over, this blood is tahor blood. That is the shita of Rav. That's the shita we call mayon echad. It comes from one spring. It comes from one source. Physically, it's the same blood. Levi's shita is no. The svara for there is a reason that it's tahor dam for the next 33 days. It's because it's coming from a different place. It's different blood. And if a woman were to just have a continual blood flow from within the 7 days to past the 7 days, she would still be tamei, because then we would know that it's coming from the same place that the tamei blood was coming from. So it's not just a halachic reality; it's a physical reality that changes according to Levi. So says the Gemara, if you hold like Rav, everything's great. If you hold that it's just a halachic change, but physically it's the same exact blood, so she could be flowing blood straight from the 7 days to the 8th day, and as soon as it hits Shkia or Tseis or whatever it is, the 8th day begins, that same blood now becomes Dam Tohar, so everything works out great. But Levi, Damar Shnei Mayanos Heim, but according to Levi, who holds that the two bloods come from two different sources, Tivdok, she should still have to do a bedika. Dilma akati lo pasaku mayan tamei. Shouldn't she have to do a bedika to make sure that the mayan tamei is no longer flowing? Shouldn't that be necessary to do a bedika just to make sure that she's not bleeding from the mayan tamei anymore, so that she can know that any future blood that she sees is only from the mayan tahor? So melech Levi hamani beis shamayi da amri mayan echadu. Now our Mishnah must be assuming like the shita of beis shamayi, because even Levi would agree that beis shamayi holds like Rav. Levi just holds, we don't paskin that way. But Beis Shammai holds the graph. So he says, yeah, our Mishnah must be assuming like the Beis Shammai. B'sasim l'ntanak Beis Shammai. What? We have a Mishnah, Stam Tana, doesn't even record any cholik, and it's just assuming like Beis Shammai. We would never do that. We always want to paskin like Beis Hillel. Says Gemara, Stam Yachach Machlokasu. It's not just a Stam Mishnah middle of nowhere that's going like Beis Shammai. It's a situation where it's a Stam Mishnah that's going to be followed up by a Machlokas Tanayim. Whenever you have a Stam Mishnah that's followed up by a Machlokas Tanayim called Stam Achach Machlokas, Ein Halacha Kestam. That's Rebbe's way of saying, don't follow the Stam Mishnah. Look carefully at the Machlokas. Look at who are the two sides of the Machlokas, and follow the normal Klalei Apsak to Paskin the way you're supposed to Paskin in this Machlokas. That's how Rebbe Yehuda Nasi hinted to us not to Paskin like the Stam Mishnah, by recording a Machlokas afterwards, so that we could be informed that this Mishnah is not the widely accepted opinion. The Chassam Sofer is an interesting idea. The Chassam Sofer writes in Yerodea, Simon Kufn and Dalit, and Tshuva, that Lukuli Alma, the actual I don't know what you would call it, the pipes, the tubes, the area of the body that it comes out of, that the blood comes out of, is the same place when it's dam tohar and when it's dam tame. It's because otherwise you could easily be mevarah this by just doing a little investigation, by having a doctor look inside or whatever. It would easily be able to be mevarah which dam this is. So Levi must hold, it's not that the blood comes from different places, it's that the sibas bias dam from the guf to the makar is different. Meaning you may need the tumei tar. Meaning what gets that blood going through the uterus? So that's the issue. What's the cause? Which hormones cause that blood? That's what changes from the Meitara to the Meitame. And he says that's why they didn't use a term like tsinor, or varid, or something like that, something that would normally have a connotation of a pipe that has an outlet. No, it says mayan. A mayan implies a source, the source of the original blood. That's the ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer. He says, because he finds it very hard to believe that Levi really believed that physically it's completely different dam. That's extremely, extremely difficult to believe that Levi held that way, that physically it's coming from a different place, because it's obviously not the Metzius. So he says, no, Levi doesn't hold it's physically coming from a different place. It's just the Goreim is a different Goreim. Okay, fourth line now. V'yibay Yisema, on your Alphan base, fourth line. V'yibay Yisema, mi katani mevakesh leishev. Maybe we got the whole understanding wrong. We're talking about a woman who's about to be Yosheves Aldam Toar, who is past her 7 or 14 days. Yosheves Katani. It says a woman who's Yosheves Aldam Toar. So frankly, why are you Yosheves my Lememra? If she's actually Yosheves Aldam Toar, then what's the great Chiddush? Of course, if she's Yosheves Aldam Toar, she doesn't need to do Bedika. What's the Bedika going to yield? So now the Tema Tivdok, the Dilma Kavla Veses, Kamash Mulan, the Mayan Tori, the Mayan Tame, Lo Kava. Now I might have thought that it's worth doing a Bedika because you never know, she might be Kovea Veses over here. If she sees Dam, maybe that Dam will count toward a Kvias Veses. So that's why it comes to tell us that from a Mayan Tame to a Mayan Tohar, or Mayan Torah to Mayan Tame, you can't be Kovea Veses. That if she sees Dam during Yemei Tohar, that's not going to make a difference in the Kvias Veses during Yemei Tumah. So Hani Chalal Levi Damer Shnei Mayanosayim El Rav Damer Mayan Echadu Tivdok Dilma Kavla Veses. Well, that only makes sense according to Levi, that the Dam Tohar and Dam Tame are physically different. So I understand why any blood she sees during Yemei Tohar are not going to affect her Vestos at all. But if you hold like Rav, that the Yemei Tohar, the Dam Tohar and Dam Tame are physically the same, it's just a halachic difference. So why shouldn't we assume that dam she sees during Yemei Tohar affect her status during Yemei Tameh? Says the Gemara, afilu hachim Yemei Tari Yemei Tumah lo kava. No, still, Yemei Tari Yemei Tumah, she can't be kaveh aveses. So it doesn't really say why. She says, no, it can't be Koveya Veses. Doesn't matter that physically it's the same blood. Can't be that blood she sees during Yemei Tahara that's not going to make her ritually impure is going to somehow count toward a Veses that she's going to have to be Choshish for. So the Achronim discuss this. Why not? So the Chazon Ish explains, very interesting, the Chazon Ish writes that the reason is that the Tuma and Tahara work B'Teva also, and the Yemei Tahara Ba'atzmusam are not a simin that this day is going to cause a re'ir on Yemei Tumah. Because the teva is totally in the mazel based on Hashkachas Hashem Yisbarach. And if she sees a re'ir that's not metameh, it's not necessarily a raya that she's going to see a re'ir that is metameh. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to cause the whole idea of Vestos is that she's establishing a pattern. Patterns are not purely physical, because these patterns are playing a role in halacha. So we assume that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making her tamei, it means that he's setting a pattern to be metamei her at this time of the month, every month. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes her see dam, and she's not becoming tamei from this dam, so that's not a part of the pattern. The pattern is dam that's going to make her tamei at this time of the month. But if there's a re'ias dam that doesn't make her tamei because it's in Yemei Tohar, so it's not going to fit the pattern of dam that's going to make her Tameh at this part of the month. So that's the biur of the Chazon Ish. I found very interesting. Also an interesting discussion. What about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, we're machmir on all dam. Even during Yemei Tohar, we're machmir on any dam that a woman might see. So now Bizman Hazeh, does dam that a woman sees during Yemei Tohar, is that count toward Kfiyas Vest? So the Ramban writes that Yemei Tohar does count towards being Koveya Vest Bizman Hazeh. Very, very interesting, because one might have thought, no, like the Yemei Tohar doesn't count toward Vest of Yemei Tumah. And since our Yemei Tohar, the fact that we're Matami during Yemei Tohar is only a Chumra Midrabanan, maybe it shouldn't count toward Vestos, says the Ramban. It does count toward Vestos. Okay. There's also Machlok Rishonim, if she should be Choshesh for her Re'iyah during Yemei Tohar, like a Vest Sheina Kavua, or not. The Ravid holds that she should be choshesh like a vest shein kavua. The Rashba holds from the Gemara to Mashma that Yemei Tohar, she doesn't have to worry at all. Meaning normally, what happens normally? A woman sees dam, so she has to be choshesh for, if she doesn't have a vest kavua, she has to be choshesh for the Yom HaChodesh the next month, she has to be choshesh for the Haflaga, right? She has to be choshesh for an abedinus. So what about dam that she saw during Yemei Tohar? Is she going to have to be choshesh for the vessels sheinam kavua, for the next cycle around? So that is the Machlokas Rishonim. That's the Machlokas that I was just referring to. Okay, so says Gemara Vayitu now, two dots. Umeshamesh is bathed, we said she uses bedika cloth before and after Tashmish. So Tanan Hasam, Tinoka, she'll use Manaliros Venises. If a girl is too young to see Dam and she gets married, Beshamiyom Nosna Arbalelus Beselum Achitichiamaka. Beshamay says, first 4 nights, any blood that she sees, you have the right to assume is Dam Basulim. Besil says, any, she could keep on bleeding indefinitely until the maka gets better, until she heals, and once she heals, and then she sees dam after that, that's when it's going to be dam nida. Amar of Gidol Mashmua Lo Shonu El Shelo Pasku Machmas Tashmish Varasa Shelo Machmas Tashmish. This is only true if she did not have a time where she had tashmish and did not see blood, and she saw blood not as a result of tashmish. Rashi explains, Shalo Paska Mimaros Dam Machmas Tashmish to be called man Shashimsha Rasa, meaning every time she saw she had Tashmish, she saw blood, and Rasa Shalo Machmas Tashmish. Even if she then sees on a day without Tashmish, we still assume it's Dam Basulim, since every time she's had Tashmish, she's been bleeding, so any blood that comes out of her, even not during Tashmish, we assume it is Dam Basulim. But if she once had tashmish and did not see any dam, and then she sees dam later on, whether it's machmas tashmish or whether it's not machmas tashmish, then she's going to be tameh. If she goes 1 night without tashmish and then she sees dam, she's tameh. If the look of her blood changes, she's tameh. Must because it's not dam basulim anymore. Must Rabbi Yarno basulah shademet har ma'ayt eshamish beedim dilman shtanim mar dam shala. So he says, wait a second. We said a basulah whose dam is tahar anyway, so there's no sense in her being meshamish beedim. She has no need for any bedikah cloth. What do you mean? Maybe the blood that she finds. Why not? Because we say, anyway, whatever blood she sees is going to be tar, we're going to assume it's Dam Basulim anyhow. Not so clear that we're going to assume it's Dam Basulim. Maybe Maybe she needs to do bedikah to see if it's the same color blood. And if it's a different color blood, she's going to have to assume that she's Tameya. So Marava, Ima Resha, Chutz Minanida, Vayosheves Aldam Tor, Hudalo Baye Bedika, Avu Besula, Dameha Tahorin, Baye Bedika. So he said, yeah, Enochinami, we're changing it. We're now saying that a Besula, even though her dam is Tahor, because we assume it's Tam Besulim, she's still going to need to do Bedika in case the blood is a different color. Elakashyana Adadi, so frankly, Gemara, but this seems to be a stira then. So, meaning whether Basula needs to do Bedika or not. So, it's more a big difference. Kansha Shimsha de'ima Shamash Achron, Kansha Lo Shimsha. Big difference whether she had Tashmish or not. Meaning, if it's a Basula who's had Tashmish Amita, so then, even with a change in the color of the blood, we're not going to assume that it's Dam Nida, because it could be that the act of Tashmish caused the blood to appear to be a different color. But if we're talking about a Basula who did not have Tashmish, and the blood changes color, Stam, out of nowhere, so then we assume that it's got to be Dam Nida. Tani Nami Hachi Bad Medvar Mumum Shalom Paska Machmas Tashmish Varasa Shalom Machmas Tashmish. Aval Paska Machmas Tashmish Varasa Temea. Aval Lachas Below Tashmish Varasa Temea. Nishtanam Aradam Shalom Temea. So the Brisa seems to support exactly this idea that when she has Tashmish and the blood changes color, so that's expected, that could still be Dam Besulim. But if she did not have Tashmish and the blood changes color, then we assume that it's still, that it's going to be Dam Nida. Okay. So we said twice a day she needs to do a bedika. That's only in regards to taros. This is the point we made before. But she's muteres lebaila without two bedikos. Pshita, of course, shachris tanan. After all, it says she does a bedika in the morning. Obviously, she's not doing that bedika to be matir her lebaila. She's not having tashmish during the day anyway. So rather, if we want to attach this to something, we have to attach it to the seifa. Ubishashi overis l'shameshes besa. We're dealing with the time where she's overis l'shameshes besa, where she's going to have bia with her husband. Amar Rabbi Dmar Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Dmar Shmuel says. L'shono li'isha suk b'taros. That's only by a woman who also deals with taros. For such a woman, even when she's just going to be with her husband, she has to do bedika. Why? Demigo debaye bedika l'taros bayinami bedika l'bayla. Because once we require her to do bedika for taros purposes, we require her to do bedika l'bayla as well. Aval einas suku b'taros lo baye bedika. But if she's not a woman who's osekes b'taros anyway, so she's not going to need to do bedika even l'bayla. Because if she's not, doesn't have the requirement anyway already there from taharos, so she's not going to have such a requirement for bayla. So my kamash malatanina, what's the chiddush over here? We already know this. Kol anash mecheskes har lebalein. All women are assumed to be tahor lebalein. You don't have to do bedika. So that, we already know that. So says we're not imi masnis and have a minani mi lebi shiyesh leveses avli shiyin leves baya bedika vay masnis and bi shiyesh leveses askinan. I might have thought that that's only true of a woman who has ves kavua. So when it's not the time for veses, so then you could assume she does not require a bedika. But a woman who doesn't have a veses, I might have thought she does require a bedika. So says Gemara, does this mission really talk about an ish sheyesh leveses? Masis and bein sheyesh leveses bein ein leveses. V'akam ashman, da'af al gav di'yesh leveses, migo d'bayi bedika l'taros, bayi nami bedika l'bayla. That the Mishnah is teaching me that even a woman who does have a veses, since anyway she has to do bedika l'taros, we're going to make her do a bedika for her husband as well. Didn't Shmuel already teach me this once? Tamar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, Isha she'in leveses asur l'shamish ad she'tivdok. An Isha who does not have a veses is not allowed to have tashmish amita until she does a bedika. Vu kimna ba'asuka b'taros. And we said that that's talking about a woman who's osik b'taharos. So you see already Shmuel taught me that an Isha that doesn't have a veses has to do a bedika if she's already osik in taros. So chadim uchal chavito yitmar. Yeah, inachinami, they were said in the same context. Tani nami hachi b'medvar mamurim l'taros. Aval balim muteres. That this is only a din l'taros that she needs to do bedika. For balim, she's muter. B'medvar mamurim she'inicha b'cheskas tahora. Very important line over here in the Gemara. It's at the very end of the daf, but very important line. When do we assume that you don't need to do anything and you can assume everything is fine? That's if last time the husband saw her, she was becheskas tahora. Aval hinicha becheskas temeya. But if last time he saw her, she was temeya, li olam hibe tumasa ad shetomer lo tahora ani. She remains tame to him until she says tahora ani, until she confirms to him that she in fact has become tahora. So that's a critical halacha. This paskind in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people are unaware of this in Yerdeus and Kuf Pei Hei Sif Aleph. A woman remains b'cheskas tuma. This means a woman who was a nida for the last 12 days, and now she goes to the mikveh. She remains b'cheskas tuma, and it's aser for the husband to be boel her, says the Shulchan Aruch, until she tells him, she verbally informs him, tavalti, I went to the mikveh. Just coming home from with her hair wet is not a statement, tavalti. She needs to come back and say, tavalti. However, the Chavos Das, the Nesivos and the Chavos Das, at the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva on the spot, says that even if she comes and lies down next to him, she physically says that she's Tahora without verbally saying that she's Tahora. Her body language says that she's Tahora. So still, you need to say Dafka Bepiha, says the Chavos Das. Physically saying it, physically giving the message is enough. She needs to verbalize the message. However, the Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Pei Hei Si'if Dalid writes that physical messages are sufficient. It's ki'ilu, she says, tahora ani, when she goes and lies down next to him, and therefore he's permitted to be boel her in that situation. So this is the major machlokas achronim, but the pashut reading of the Gemara is that she needs to say that I went to the mikveh, so probably when she comes home, the husband should say, everything go okay? Did you make it into the mikveh okay? Everything went fine? She'll say yes, and that's it, and then she's tahora. But prior to that, pashtos is, according to many achronim, it's a problem. Again, we always have the Aruch HaShulchan to be samichan, but at least the pashut reading of the Gemara sounds that she needs to actually say tahora ani. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up on Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis, Bez Hashem.